Hey everybody, it's Jasmine. Welcome back to Sleep Snatchers. Thank you again for tuning in. We have a really great show for you today, and I'll be talking with Samantha about some of her sleep paralysis experiences. Welcome to the show, Samantha. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really, really good. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your experiences with us.
Of course.
Great. So I'm going to give you the floor and feel free to start explaining some of your experiences.
So the first time I had sleep paralysis, I had no idea what it was. I had just started dating my now ex, and we were dating a couple weeks at this point, and I stayed over at his house, and you know, we laid down and went to sleep, whatever. I was asleep for a little bit and I woke up. I wanted to get some water. So I went and got some water, laid back down. And as soon as I was starting to fall back asleep, I could feel this like weird, like buzzing, like pins and needles feeling just all over my body. And I was like, what is happening to me right now? So I opened my eyes and I realized that I could not move at all. And really freaked me out. And I just remember like looking around just with my eyes around the room, like as much as I could, and everything was dark. And then I heard like a banging on our bedroom door, which was directly to my left. And I remember I could see, it looked like someone was on the other side of the door, like banging as hard as they could. Like I could see the door moving. And it scared me. It scared me so bad. I had no idea what was happening. So I tried to scream to wake my boyfriend up. Obviously, could not scream, couldn't move. And so I looked around the room, and in the corner, I saw something move, and I was like, "What was that?" And then I just see this like black figure kind of just like start walking towards the bed. And I was so scared. And I think in my mind, I was like thrashing my body around to try to wake myself up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I finally was able to wake up, but I literally had no idea what it was. And it happened, I don't know, it happened probably two or three more times, not quite that intense, but like black figure corner of my room, walk towards me, you know, all that. And then I ended up, I had no idea what it was, and I didn't even know what to like look up. So I scrolled through Netflix one day and I saw a documentary about it, and I watched it, and everyone on the documentary was like, yeah, you feel this like pins and needles feeling. I was like, oh my God, I have that. And they're like, yeah, you see a black figure. And I'm like, oh my God, I saw that. And then I realized, oh, it was sleep paralysis. Okay.
Yeah, it sort of hit you then in that moment.
Yeah, and I still, to this day, you know, who knows, but like, what is sleep paralysis?
That is the age-old question, I think. With having this podcast, you know, I ask myself, I'm like, am I just creating more mystery? Like, we still don't know what it is. And it is just the most trickiest phenomenon, I believe, you know, because you can't gather any proof. Well, not that we know of it being real, you know, is it really a trick of the mind, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, like, because it's like, am I actually awake and I'm looking at my actual room, or am I in a dream and I'm just dreaming of my room? Like, there's no, because anytime I like snap out from having sleep paralysis, I don't necessarily remember going from being like completely paralyzed to awake. It's like kind of like there's like a short, just like blackout moment between the two.
I know exactly what you mean. You sort of like switch gears and it's instant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I've had that experience so many times. Like the most recent experience, I was dozing off to sleep, and I sort of can catch them sometimes. So this was at the very start, and so I was able to catch it. But I was dozing off, and I was a bit like pretty tired, but I felt myself falling asleep. You know, sometimes you feel yourself falling asleep more often than others. Have you had that experience before? So I felt that experience, and I was like, oh, this could be paralysis. But I didn't fight it because I was like tired. And next thing I knew is my brain had switched over, and I was hearing that staticky, fuzzy noise. But it's always like a pulling of a magnet sensation tied with that. During that experience, do you have that too?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's like I almost feel like I'm like tripping, and I'm just like, oh, here we go into a horrible trip, and then that's my night.
You know, it's very interesting because, you know, it's also that sounds about right, a bad trip. Now, did you have any more experiences like that that had more of the visual hallucinations?
After that, it was kind of just on and off, just like little things here and there. And most of the time I did see like a shadow figure, like just a black figure in the corner of the room, but it kind of went away. And then me and this guy broke up, and I moved back down to Florida. I'm from Florida, moved to North Carolina, and then at this point I moved back to Florida. So then I moved back down to Florida, and it was really weird sleeping by myself for the first few times after, you know, 3 years of being in a relationship. And I feel like that's like kind of what like made it come back, because I'm absolutely terrified of the dark. Like, I cannot be in a dark room. I can't go outside at night by myself. It freaks me out, and it always has ever since I was a kid. And I think just like sleeping in a room by myself, and a lot of times my roommate was gone, so I had the whole like apartment to myself. I think it kind of freaked me out. I don't know if it like just psyched me out to where it kind of maybe not necessarily caused my sleep paralysis, but like helped it happen. Mm-hmm. And so when I first moved back down to Florida, it was just like minor things. It turned more so into like only auditory hallucinations. I've had a lot of auditory hallucinations with sleep paralysis. And one of them, like, I don't know, the most common noise that I would hear was just like a constant beeping sound, like really loud. And then another one was like microphone feedback, just super like deafeningly loud in my ears. Mm-hmm. And it would like hurt my ears to where I would like wake up with like a slight headache that would go away after a couple minutes. It was like residual from that sleep paralysis. But I did have one really weird, it was like a dream mixed with sleep paralysis. I don't know. It was really weird. And it was, I was like in the hospital for whatever reason. And, I remember just laying in bed, and in my dream, I couldn't move. And I know it was a dream and it wasn't sleep paralysis, but in my dream, it was like in my dream, I had sleep paralysis, which is like, it's messed up.
Yeah, I couldn't
but
imagine.
it was real weird. So I just remember in my dream, laying in my hospital bed, and my mom like came to sit on the bed next to me. And I remember she kind of like leaned on my arm, and then I closed my eyes in the dream. And when I opened my eyes, I saw my room, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I like closed my eyes, and then I was back in the hospital, and it was real weird. And I like looked at my mom, and she just had like no eyes or nose. It was just like flesh, like no eyes or nose, just flesh and a mouth. And it freaked me out. And I opened my eyes and I was in my room and I just tried to move as much as possible. And I was finally able to get out of it. And I just did not sleep for the rest of the night because I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, I've seen some really crazy things, but the flesh over face, goodness.
Yeah, I've not ever seen anything like that before or after that happened, and I really, really hope I don't ever see it again.
And was it, like, talking to you or just there?
No, just staring at me.
Man, that's one for the books.
Oh, it wasn't fun.
You know, that reminds me of the story I was talking to you about. I interviewed Dave. Hi, Dave. But I got chills when he told me about that paralysis episode he had, and he was in bed with his wife and she was right next to him, and during the paralysis an entity had mimicked her face and was taller than the actual door to the bedroom, and it sort of like crouched down to walk in the door. You know, that's the same level. I just got chills hearing that.
So I remember when you were telling me that story, it reminded me of one of my episodes of sleep paralysis that I had, and it was summertime and it was hot, so I just had the blanket like kind of pushed up against the wall. I have my bed up against the wall, and I had the blanket like pushed up against the wall, and I'm laying on my side facing the wall, and I could feel the sleep paralysis coming on, and I open up my eyes and I saw this girl that I knew, and I was like, but like in my mind, I'm like, what is she doing here? Like, why is she laying in my bed right now? And then she like, or not she, but you know, the face in the blanket opened its eyes, and it freaked me out so bad. And it looked like the blanket, like it looked like she got pulled off the bed, and it was so terrifying, but it was just my blanket and my sleep paralysis mixing together or something.
My goodness. And like, did she look normal when she opened her eyes?
When she opened her eyes, she didn't, but it looked like my friend sleeping until she opened up her eyes, and I was like, oh, this ain't right.
And it looked like your blanket after she opened her eyes?
No, when she opened, I knew it was my blanket because it was like, I don't know, it looked like almost like transparent. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. I don't know. It's so weird to like try to explain.
Oh yeah, no, that's intense though. It's, you know, and it makes you wonder, like, you know, is what's going on that's causing such fear striking images, you know, like to
exactly
during these moments. Yeah. That's something else.
So, okay, I'm sorry, real quick. I have a question for you, because sure. I've not met many people that have had this experience. Have you ever, like when you're like in sleep paralysis, have you ever like felt anything like touching your hands or feet?
Yeah, I've had that a few times. There was this one time, it's probably a year ago, I was in my room, and I was asleep on my stomach, and I had sleep paralysis, and I heard, do you want to play? That's exactly what I heard. It was clear as day, and it was like in a kid's voice, and I was like, oh no, I'm hearing it, you know, and so I tried to like fake myself out, and that did not work, and so I felt this entity like come up on the left side of me, because I was on the left side of the bed, so that's the side that was more exposed to the floor, you know, and so
yeah.
I could not get out of this episode, and the entity literally was so long that it was on the left side of me, but it sort of put its body to the right side of me and started, like, it put its, it hugged me, you know, but its legs were still on the left side, you know, and it was, yeah, like, it had started, like, whispering in my ear, but it was like, you know, like that, and that was really scary, I was like, I tried to say no, and I could not get it out, and I finally yanked out of that episode, and it was a lot.
I actually just had my first whisper experience the other night.
What did you hear?
I just heard my name. It was just Sammy. But it was in my boyfriend's voice, and he was at work. He works at a casino, so he works late. And I went to sleep. This was like literally like 20 minutes after I went to sleep. And I like just instantly like that go into sleep paralysis, and I just hear Sammy, and I could like feel like the breath on my ear, and I like woke up, and I didn't want to like turn my head, and I was like and just laid back down. I was like nope. I had to pee, and I was like no you don't.
You know, some of these experiences can be to the point of where you do not want to leave the room, you know, like,
yeah. I remember,
sorry to cut you off. I remember after that experience, that night I ended up staying up. I ended up watching YouTube probably up until like 6 a.m. until there was light outside, and then I went to sleep. So
yes,
that's how
been there. Yeah. Actually, when I had first messaged you, I had told you about how I had sleep paralysis like multiple times a night for like a week straight. And it freaked me out so bad. I had stayed over I was in between living here and Florida. I apparently forgot the reason why I moved out of Florida in the first place. And then I remembered after I moved back that I hated it. So I was like partially living here and partially living in Florida. But anyway, so I was kind of in between places and just kind of like couch hopping around my friends' houses. And I remember for like a week straight, I was staying at my friend's house, and he had an air mattress, and there was like a very slight leak in the air mattress. So I'd wake up like in the middle of the night. I wouldn't get, you know, fully rested. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Because it started off just one night, had sleep paralysis. It was just the typical, I'm on my back. I feel that weird, like, pins and needles feeling. I saw eyes in a closet, freaked me out. And I was like, well, that's just sleep paralysis. I went back to sleep. So, you know, normal. They were yellow, like a yellowy gold.
Yeah, a lot of people see yellow. Yep. Oh man, it just gets more real.
Yep. So then eventually it turned into me having sleep paralysis like two times a night, three times a night. And after about, I'd say about like 4 days, I just got so freaked out. And I was more irritated then freaked out. I'm like, why do I keep having sleep paralysis? I'm tired. I just want to sleep a good night's sleep. Like, this is getting in the way of my daily life. And then I got to the point where I just got so scared to go to sleep. And I'm like, I just didn't want to go to sleep, which that doesn't help ever. But I stayed up for, I think, like 32 hours. And then when I finally did go to sleep, I actually slept a full night, but the next night I had sleep paralysis. And it was like, where I was sleeping on the air mattress, at the foot of the bed, there was like maybe a foot in length to where the closet door was. I'm like, no, you know, no doors on the closet or anything, just a pitch black hole in the wall at night. So that's like a breeding ground for shadow figures with sleep paralysis.
Yeah. And do you want to share some of those experiences or is it too much?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, I would love to hear that. So, okay. I don't know which night is which, but I'll just tell you some of the different nights that happened.
Okay.
I'm all ears. So the one night is when I saw just the eyes, and I wasn't sure if it was a reflection of some sort, or I don't know, just random little, I don't know, like lights of something else. You know, but then it blinked and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is sleep paralysis. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, oh, wow. So another night that fully, you know, made me be like, okay, yeah, this is sleep paralysis. I fell asleep and I'm laying there and I wake up with the pins and needles feeling. And I just look straight at the closet and I just see this like big hand, like, come out of the closet, like on the where I'm looking at it, it's on the my right side, and it just kind of comes out of the closet and is just like holding the wall, like it looks like it's about to like try to pull itself out of the closet. And
what did the hand look like?
It was just black with really long fingers.
Oh my gosh, I think there's a demon in that closet.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. But at this point, I had sleep paralysis so many times that I knew I just started trying to like focus, you know, my movement into one place. I always go from my left big toe and I just started trying to wiggle my toe. I'm like, all right, let's wake up. Let's get out of this before it gets out of the closet. Oh, so I finally woke up.
Oh, that's so, you know, that's all the fear in the world, honestly, because the next thing is, okay, I see the hand. What does the face look like? If that's what the
exactly.
Hand, and that strikes even more fear, you know, like I can only imagine the adrenaline and how fast your heart was racing in that experience.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I kept trying to just wake myself up and I'm like, come on, you gotta get up. Something's coming. You don't know what. Let's go. Get out of this.
Wow. Sorry, I was gonna say you can keep telling your story. I'm just like thinking about that hand right now. Goodness.
I mean, I will say I never saw anything else other than the hand with whatever that was. But I mean, I try to think back to when I was a kid, and I know I had, like, you know, nightmares, and I had some night terrors as a kid that freaked me out, but I don't know that I necessarily ever had sleep paralysis. And that's like one of the biggest things. I'm just like, where did it come from and why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's very interesting because I am the opposite, where I've had it all my life, and I didn't understand what it was until I was an adult. And so for me, it was like this eye-opening sort of like life-shattering thing, because I always had that waking paralysis out-of-body experience before school every morning, because my mom would always wake me up and then I would wake up, but I would fall back asleep. But during that moment, I would actually like get up out of my body and walk to the sink to try and brush my teeth, and then I'd snap out of it. And that happened every single morning.
Going
through elementary school. It didn't happen much anymore when I went to middle school. But yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
Absolutely. And you know, it's for me, I never understood it. And when I was younger, this is something I shared with somebody from the episode from earlier today, is I had my first shadow person experience when I was like 3 years old. So I was actually in my mom's room with her and I was sleeping. And have you ever had any, like a waking sleep that's not groggy? It's like really weird because you're supposed to be groggy when you wake up. I had that experience. So I literally just woke up and it's so hard to explain. It was the middle of the night too. It was like dark in the home and I woke up and right at the end of the bed was a dark shadow figure and you couldn't see through it, but it looked like he had just pulled up a chair to sit the fuck down. You know, like he was just, yeah. It was at the bottom of the bed and I remember it so vividly. Like its hair was like perfectly cut off at the neck, like you could see where the neck began and where the hair ended. It was so weird, girl. And as a kid, I wasn't afraid of it, but I was like, this is unknown to me. I need to share this with my mom, you know? And so the moment I had reached over to wake her up, it was gone that quickly. And the reason I got chills from this is because I recently been listening to the confessionals with Tony Merkel. And I know, tongue twister. And he had this guy on that was talking about like the deep space programs and like MK Ultra. And
Jesus. I have been deep diving on MK Ultra again.
I gotta send you this
recently.
Episode. Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. And so basically he was approached by a shadow figure as a child. And from there he was teleported and he basically remembers being abducted. So I got chills from hearing this episode a couple weeks ago because what would happen if I did not wake my mom up, you know, like,
oh my God.
yeah. And I can't make this up, you know, like it's shaped the way I see the world, you know, seeing this dark shadow figure. And this guy's story was intense because he has children of his own, super ordinary guy, but he was abducted as a child. And done all kinds of things, and he explains it in the interview. But it's like I think it's like an hour and 30 minute interview, and it's intense, you know.
But yeah, please share that with me because I'd love to hear that.
Absolutely, you know, and you hear about all the, you know, like you hear about children that talk to you about like the boogeyman and monsters, and it's like, they are really seeing something, I believe, because I saw when I was a child, you know, and I never want to discredit a kid, you know, and like even my nephews, I visited them like 4 or 5 years ago, and they, one of the little one told me, he was like, there's this black figure that pokes my toe at night. And I had told my brother about it. I was like, he said that this dark shadow is poking his toe at night. And my brother was, oh, he's just playing around. You know, like, you know, like, I believe him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I don't know. I mean, my thing is, like, would a kid really be joking around about something like that? You know, like, no, they're definitely seeing something.
Absolutely. But you know, and that's another thing, is because we have no real proof of this stuff, it's so hard to really bring the people that don't know too much about it this sort of closure, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm so glad that I'm talking to you about this, because it's nice to I mean, even people who do believe you but have never experienced anything like that, it's just nice to talk to somebody who can relate, you know, even if it's not the exact same type of thing. It's just nice to know that someone, you know, someone understands what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I started this show, so people that have the same experiences have a place to share that with one another. And also so people who don't have these experiences can understand what it's like. And also, you know, because a lot of people are intrigued by this. Like, I've been on some Facebook groups where people really want to astro project and they really want to have these out-of-body experiences, and they can't, you know, and they really just don't know what it's like. But sleep paralysis is very different than having an astral projection or a lucid dream. However, sleep paralysis seems to be that first stage to get to any of those sort of
places. Actually, I can only do it if my boyfriend's at work and I'm like falling asleep by myself, but I can sometimes like trip myself into sleep paralysis. So I don't know if that, like, if I'm like just lucid dreaming and then I go into sleep paralysis or vice versa, but I have, like, on multiple occasions I've just made myself go into sleep paralysis and then I start like experiencing things and seeing things and I'm like, why'd I do that?
Definitely. I totally understand what you mean. And, you know, even about the being alone sort of thing, it's like a calculated sort of move with the paralysis. It knows you're alone, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I've had sleep paralysis on multiple occasions with, you know, sleeping next to someone, but definitely more so when I'm by myself. Like, my boyfriend was home for, I hadn't had sleep paralysis in like, I don't know, a couple months. And I normally will end up either just staying up late enough. He gets home at about like 3:30 in the morning. And I just, you know, started staying up until he got home.
Yeah.
Or he would just, you know, we'd have days off together. And then literally the first day that he's at work and I'm like, I'm gonna go to sleep early tonight, I had sleep paralysis. And I was like, well, never again.
Well, I'll be waiting for you, dear.
Yeah, literally.
I'll have tea. Absolutely. I totally understand. You know, that it's comical but scary at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you can like laugh at yourself and be like, oh, I'm just such a chicken, I can't go to bed. And then when you do, this sort of otherworldly vibration kicks in and you're looking at some shadow dude that's got yellow eyes and really long tendrily fingers.
Yep.
You know, so well, what were you gonna say? Sorry.
I was gonna say that's like the other night when I heard, you know, whoever or whatever whispering my name into my ear. The next morning I was like, babe, I had sleep paralysis last night and you whispered in my ear. And he was like, oh my God. And I was like, I know, right? It's crazy. And he's like, oh my God.
And I guarantee you're probably scared some shitlessly thought of it, you know?
Oh God, yeah.
Well, I've told my boyfriend this too. I'm like, you know, like the way paralysis is you're stuck. You know, you can definitely try and get out, but sometimes whatever is there has a hold on you, and it's really hard to yank out of that experience and to break it. And why is the experience waiting for me? You know, like, that's what makes it so strange and hard to track, you know?
Yeah, and I know I'm trying to remember. I think he said he has had sleep paralysis like at least once or twice, but I swear to God, man, there's some nights he'll be, or some mornings even, like I'll wake up before him and we're laying there in bed and he's just laying there all peaceful. And then the next minute he's just having like a night terror. He's like, no, no, no. I have to shake him awake. And I'm like, damn, I don't know what's going on in your mind right now, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's so good that he has someone like you that can be like, I get it, you know, like, I'm here for you, because not everybody gets it, you know. And I know, like, everybody who experiences needs someone to talk to. So it's good having someone that is, that you can talk and share your experiences with, because keeping it pent up inside is so not good. And it can even probably induce even more paralysis. I don't know this for sure, but I just can imagine the stress, you know.
I agree. I very much agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, and I think, you know, as we slowly sort of get these breakthroughs in this whole world of paralysis and astraling, a lot of people will feel so much more at ease knowing that what they're experiencing, knowing what they're experiencing and what exactly is happening in those moments.
Yeah, it really is nice, like, just talking to people. I actually last night when I was writing some notes, you know, before doing this today, one of my boyfriend's friends stayed the night at our house, and I was talking to him about it, and I was like, you know, talking about my experiences with sleep paralysis. And he's like, oh, I forgot that you had sleep paralysis. And then he told me it's called like exploding head syndrome. I've never heard of this before, but he said that like every time he's falling asleep, when he's in that like in between state of being asleep and being awake, like that right when you're falling asleep, he said he just hears like loud banging noises and like lights and colors. And he said it wakes him up sometimes. And I'm like, man, like literally everyone has something.
Yep. And that auditory hallucinations is, it's intense, because I have experienced that too. Like I'll be dozing off and hear just a big loud pop, you know, or crackle, you know.
I have too, but he said he has it almost every night. And
yeah.
I've heard it enough that I don't need that every night of my life. And I applaud him for being able to sleep at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's, you know, it's so intense, you know. And that's just a whole nother subject, is like there's a whole nother battle when you go to bed. You know, you wake
yes.
up and you have tons of stress, but then going to bed, more stress.
Yep, exactly.
Well, did you have any more you want to share about your experiences?
Actually, could I tell you about my conversations with my dead father in my dreams real quick?
Absolutely. I'm all ears.
So my dad died when I was 12 years old, and it was a very sudden thing. You know, we weren't expecting it. But probably I'd say about like a year after he passed, I started having these dreams, but they weren't like dreams. It was like, they weren't like dreams or like memories. It was like, he literally was just like there with me. And we were just like, there were sometimes we would just be hanging out. I'm just, you know, doing like dad and daughter stuff and just like chilling. And so, you know, that went on for kind of about, I'd say probably about until I was like 15, 16. And I know my mom, he would come and visit her in her dreams too. And we would like discuss our dreams with each other. Like, oh, what'd dad say to you tonight? She'd be like, oh, he said this. What'd he say to you today? Mm-hmm. And I cannot make this up. I swear to God, I had a dream one night. And it was my father, and he came to me and he was like, I love you so much. I love your sister so much. I love your mother, but I cannot keep doing this and I have to go on. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I can't see you anymore. And it really hurts me to say that, but I have to go. And I didn't want him to, obviously, but I was like, I understand. He gave me a hug and walked away, and I woke up the next morning, and I just woke up crying, just absolutely sobbing. I woke up, and I go to my mom's room, and she's up, and she's crying, and I was like, what's wrong with you? And she told me about her dream, where he basically said the same thing to her, like, you know, the whole, like, I love you, but I have to go, I have to say goodbye. And he left. And to this day, I'm turning 25 next month. And to this day, we have not had a single dream of him since then.
That's real.
Yeah. Real weird. But I appreciate that time with him.
Wow. Ah, man, it's such a tearjerker too, because we know that our souls can't stay here, you know, and that's it. Yeah. That's all. And that's what it has to be. It's just an experience. It's just a moment. And that is what he shared with you in that little glimpse of time right there.
Yes.
I'm sure he's still with you in essence, but his soul had to move on, you know?
Yes, and I was mad at him at first, but I'm very glad he was able to move on.
Dreams are powerful, man.
Mm-hmm.
So powerful. you know, there's a guy, Derek. He was actually the very first person that I interviewed with Sleep Centers. I was so nervous, and he was the person who he realized that his mother had realized she had died. When he was astronomical. That's another interview that gave me chills, and it made me wonder how many people pass away and don't quite realize that they're dead, because they're stuck, you know. But you know, it's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation.
It's a whole nother conversation, but I want to do like a bigger group call coming up soon, but I'm figuring it out. It'll definitely be longer than 45 minutes to an hour, probably 2 hours, and be in two different parts. But I think it would be great to have a group of people that experience this phenomenon together, all on the call, to go back and forth with what we've experienced and new experiences.
I would love to be a part of that, because I've only met one other person who has ever had any sort of experience like that.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. And let's do it. I'm gonna plan it out, and I'm definitely gonna have you in the group.
Yeah.
Yay. so I'm gonna wrap it up here, and just thank everybody for listening, and guys, feel free to rate the podcast and follow us on Instagram at Sleep Snatchers Podcast. And we also have a Sleep Snatchers group on Facebook, and 88 people are in the group. So you can go to that group and post about your experiences that happened in the now. And we've got people there to support you. If you want to be on the show, shoot us an email at sleepsnatchers@gmail.com. And everybody be good. Have a great night. Bye.